unfiltered, and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Who liked the fruit pies back in the day? We're talking about lunches, and because now, you know, school's starting for everybody, and all the parents are going to have to pack the kids' lunches. So you and I went down memory lane talking about our favorite go-to snacks when we were a kid that we got in our lunch, that we packed in our lunch.
Yeah.
And for me, it was Ring-Dings. I loved Ring-Dings. I did not like Twinkies or Devil Dogs
because
I thought they were too dry. I liked the Ring-Ding because it had the nice coating of chocolate. But you liked the fruit pies?
Here's the thing. The difference between like the real kids, you know, a.k.a. you and I, Sue and I, and all of people in our generation, our snacks in our lunchbox were made up of all of the Drake's cakes and all the Little Debbie things.
Yeah.
Like all the sort of boxed snacks.
Yeah.
Like the pre-processed chocolate, Hostess cupcakes, Ring-Dings, Funny Bones was another one.
Yeah,
I
liked those. Those had peanut butter, right?
They had a little bit. To me, they never had enough peanut butter in the middle.
Oh, of course they didn't.
Because it was the chocolate coating and it was a little bit of like a peanut butter cakey inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then that like little hole of peanut butter cream in the middle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was never a Hostess cupcake person.
Oh, I like the chocolate Hostess cupcakes. I didn't eat the vanilla.
I wasn't
but
a big fan.
Did you, like, I had kind of like the same lunch my whole life. Like, I had a tuna sandwich,
every
an
day.
Apple, and a Ring-Ding.
Yes.
I feel like my whole life. And we didn't have the insulated bags back in my day. So we just took it in either a lunchbox when we were a kid and then just a paper bag.
When we got
and
older,
my tuna
yeah.
sandwich with mayo sat in my locker for 5 hours before I ate it.
No, I didn't have anything that had an ice pack in it.
Oh,
nothing.
No.
Everything was lukewarm by the time I ate it. And when I was younger, I had more like more ethnic food because I'm Greek, Italian, and Lebanese. So if my grandmother made something, I always had the smelly food.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches very often in my lunchbox. But I definitely had, I loved those Drake's Cakes fruit pies. I could eat them now, the apple ones.
Do they still make them?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You have to find them. They're always in the grocery aisle. They're in the aisle with the bread and the goldfish.
Okay.
I think the snacks aisle, I think they're in that aisle. Or they're in where like the candy and popcorn aisle is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The other thing, when I was a kid, we didn't have the prepackaged like little bags of chips and stuff. Like most of the time, my parents just put everything in a Ziploc
bag.
And it wasn't Ziploc because my parents always bought the cheaper ones that folded
over. Oh my
God. I hated it. And then everything would be all over your lunch when you opened it.
Oh my God. My mom always had the fold over sandwich baggies. Oh my God.
They still make them and I hate it.
Yes. I can't even believe I forgot all about the fold-over
baggies.
We
either had stuff in saran wrap or like the plastic wrap or tin foil.
Oh.
Or a fold-over. Like if she was feeling like she could really like go all out, you had the fold-over bag.
I completely forgot about those sandwich baggies all my life. My mother still has them. And I can see her putting the little selection of chips in the bag
and
neatly
folding
it over. Oh my God. 100%.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
I wonder if anyone still uses the fold over. Why do they still make them? Are they cheaper than the ones that have the little Ziploc thing?
I would imagine that they
So maybe people want to save money and buy the fold overs.
Maybe. But if you think about it. So, oh my God. The fold over sandwich baggies. That is hilarious. I totally forgot about them.
But
I
mine
had them
would
everything.
Always unfold in my bag and then I would open my lunch and I'd have chips everywhere.
Oh yeah,
and,
the greasy spot because something always seeped through. Always.
Yeah.
Wow. I forgot about those. They do sell them. I think they only have them in the Market Basket or like whatever the store
brand is.
Yeah. I think that's where they sell them.
I did see them. Like recently that they still have them because I went to grab the Ziploc ones and I was like, what is this? And it was I didn't think they called it fold over. I forget what they call it.
But you know, now that I'm thinking of it, it's probably it was easier. It'd be easier for my kids, even when they were little, to open those than to open a Ziploc bag.
Oh, that's true.
You know, it was probably better. Again, everything was done, I think, better back in the day. But that's probably why they had those, right? Because then little kids can easily
maybe
open your bag.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out if they call them, if they still call them foldover.
Everyone listening right now knows what we're talking about. So if, and please call us. I want to know what you remember about your lunches at school, like bringing in a lunch or your snacks, like, what were the snacks that you loved? And maybe do they still have them?
I'm looking now. And it's not just Market Basket. Even Glad has them. It says, they call them fold top.
Oh, so yeah, the fold over. Everybody knows what fold those fold over bags.
Same thing that you just fold them over.
I can't believe you even mentioned it, because right now, if Gina Lannon is listening, she's the keeper too.
Let me tell you, we did not have, you know, that was for rich people to have the zip. Rich people had the zip. We did not have the zip. We had the fold.
Rich people had Ziploc bags. We were just hoping that one or two of the chips would be left by the time we ate them at school.
I know. Call about the bags. Oh my God. Tell us what you had as a kid. Did you have tin? Did you have the foil on the thing? Did you have the plastic wrap? Or like us, the full top bag? Call 617-655-1067. We're going down memory lane. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
All the chips fell out.